Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled woe period begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons: Jennifer Sutherland, Travis Boilat, Ali Chilov, Berlin Kofoed, Agnieszka Bogdan, Curtis Y. Takahashi, Emily James, Alex Bernier, Nana, Yali Blue, Evelyn Skidmore, Ori Griffin, Melissa Coetzel, Izzy Edmonds, Laiska, Alex, Grey G, Benjais Coes, Erin Graham, Rebecca McVeigh. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today, I have
Bryn Monroe,
Helen Gould,
and special guest
Ron Howard.
Hey, Grant's back, everybody!
Yay! Which means I don't have to do the hard GMing. It's someone else's problem.
Get that GM out of your mouth. I'm the boss around these parts for these episodes.
Very much, Ron. I could not be happier.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, always, always. The benefit of yours is they always tend to lead to utter chaos, which I find quite enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope your listeners do too.
I mean, our editors learn to hate us slowly as we. I believe. Let's see what we done with you now. We've had
Goblin Quest.
Goblin Quest. We had hitting pianos with horses. That was a while back.
That was Goblin Quest, I think.
Oh, was that Goblin Quest? There we go.
Yeah.
Spire was the other game.
Yeah.
Someone was made of
with
bees.
Battle operas.
Yes.
Battle operas.
I think that was pretty sensible. There was only one person made of bees. you've run Honey Heist. I seem to remember.
Oh yes, yes.
You run Jason Statham's Big Vacation.
We did. Oh yes, the very hot day. That's
hot.
The only thing I can think
that,
of.
That was the hottest day we've ever had in this studio, and it is burned into our memories.
Well, started breaking.
Well, it's about to get even hotter.
Oh yeah.
Because we're going to play Sexy Battle Wizards.
Oh, what a lovely segue.
Now, I believe this is a Christmas episode. Is that correct?
It is the hottest Christmas episode on record.
And what could possibly be sexier than Christmas?
Halloween?
What could possibly be Christmas?
Thanksgiving?
Than Sexy Battle Wizards?
Yeah, that's true. Well, Christmas is the time of magic and miracles, and you have the capacity to pull miracles out of your big sleeves because you're wizards. Now, we have, because character creation is fun and interesting, we have decided to leave it in the episode.
Yeah!
We're not just paddling. And so we're going to make it happen now. So, just to briefly explain what Sexy Battle Wizards is, it's a one-page RPG, what I wrote. It has very few rules. Most of it's just drawings of ladies who are wizards. I'm going to read through the intro at the top. You are a sexy battle wizard. Oh. You are a member of the College Errant, an organisation based in a magical flying castle that roves the land looking to avert arcane disasters and fight injustice. You have precisely zero authority to do this. The cops hate you, and you are wanted in several countries for collateral damage caused while saving the world.
Nice. I approve.
It's perfect.
You have three stats. Sexy, battle, and wizard.
Whoa, slow down.
So... There are some tables to roll on to find out, one, why you're so sexy, two, what's your magical school, and three, what your signature weapon is.
Ooh.
Now, if you roll something you don't like, lie and pick something you like.
No, I'm going with the rolls.
Yeah, say
that. Embrace the spirit of it.
If you roll the same magical school, you're definitely rivals within that school.
Ooh, sexy rivals.
You are the sexual tension. Yeah. You could cut it with a spoon. Roll up why you're so sexy. Like, tell us what your signature weapon is and your magical school, and then you can work out what the character suggests to you organically.
Okay.
He said, hitting the table.
I am a dangerous rebel with a cool jacket.
Whoa. And in the game?
The exact opposite.
I'm a nerd.
I never wear jackets. I'm super nerdy and uncool. Take that. Reverse it.
Yeah.
So... I feel like I might tread on your toes, and I don't know if rerolls on the cards, because apparently I'm also a dangerous rebel with a cool jacket.
It's not rebellious to copy someone else, Alex. God.
I'm getting some sexual tension there. That's
okay. See, that was really
both of you trying to rebel.
I'm going to make another character that everyone hates, and I don't mean to. The dice are just literally going to make me a rip-off of yours.
So I've already named my character. My character is named Kevin Time, and I'm really jealous of my older brother, Justin. You could be my older brother
if
you want.
Why did you pick such an unsex Kevin? I can't... You can't say, oh, Kevin, in any kind of...
Oh, Kevin.
The suggested names are Seraphim Halacious, Chance Anthracite, and Scourge Momentum, and you thought Kevin.
Scourge Momentum, by the way, is excellent. Excellent.
Just put together two words you like.
Yeah. Scourge Momentum. Clearly, I like both the words Scourge Momentum, because that one's just, oh.
It's delicious to say.
I'm going to roll my weapon.
Yeah. What did you get?
94. I have a Rift Gisele.
Mm.
What's a Gisele?
Archaic firearm.
Yes, I got Ghost Wolf.
Yeah.
Oh.
But we don't know why you're sexy yet.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I am sexy because I have majestic hair / beard / mustache.
Nice.
I absolutely have. I want my dress to be made of my hair.
like in a cool bayonet way, or like in a horrible
live
in the woods sort of way,
in a really sexy way.
Yeah,
those are not mutually exclusive.
All this fell out, so I made it into a dress.
What you're saying is that you are naked at all times, except for your very well arranged hair.
Yes, I'm Lady Godiva.
I can see how that would be sexy.
So you've just invented a fashion genre called Druid Bayonetta Chic, and I am on board with it.
Quick question: how are you covering your genitals?
My hair's that long.
Okay.
Or my beard is that long.
There we go.
You wear it like a shroud across your whole body.
I love that idea. You've got this huge, long wizard beard, which just extends down to cover anything. Also, like, convenient objects in the foreground will block it.
Because this is
a PG show.
Family friendly.
We'll be keeping it family friendly. We'll be keeping the sexualities tense.
Let's find out then. I don't know how to combine these.
27.
Okay, cool.
Or 72.
A sepulchral glaive.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Glaive, the best weapon.
Or ember blades.
Those are really
sepulchral
cool.
Glaive.
Yeah,
sepulchral glaive.
It's made out of a skeleton.
Naturally. Not even like in a sensible way. Most of the glaive's top is just the skull. It's not sharp.
T-posing skeleton.
Cannon prop hunt style.
So Helen, you got a ghost wolf.
A ghost wolf whip. So
okay.
A ghost wolf whip.
Let me think. I think
a ghost wolf whip.
Wolf whip.
We already made Helen say.
Oh, boys. Right. So, my whip, I think, when I crack the whip, a ghost wolf comes out the end. Yeah.
Wait,
that's the noise it makes so cracking.
Can it control how it comes out, or is it just thrown randomly?
like you crack it and it kind of like... like jumps out of the other world, this sort of green ghost and bites things.
No, join me, Helen. Make it ludicrous.
It depends on the context of the magic.
Okay.
So we will find out as we go along what happens to
these
wolves.
On the subject of your magics, you must roll for your magical school.
Oh. Yes.
I am a student of the way of 10,000 mirrors.
Excellent.
Ooh. I'm combining that with the concept of the Rift Giselle to mean I basically have a portal gun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lovely.
Absolutely fine.
Apparently I am studying the art of hyperdimensional splendour.
Well, I've got the best one. I've got Secrets of Occult Shadowmancy.
Mm. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it makes sense since I have, like, ghosts in my weapons.
You guys have the best eyeliner.
Yeah. Oh, but you can barely see the eyeliner beneath my amazing eyebrows.
Mind you, we of the art of hyperdimensional splendour are the only ones who can really get away with boas. Both the snake and the accessory.
We'll see about that. My eyebrows and my
boa. Save us from ourselves, Grant.
That's horrendous.
It's so long.
I've weaved my beard into my body hair. It's kind of a jumpsuit. I walk around bent backed at all times.
Onesie! A hair onesie.
I don't even have to take it off to pee.
Oh, no.
I know canonically Helen's character is very sexy, but I'm having real trouble picturing this in a sexy way.
So Helen, you've got a big beard.
Yeah.
I'm imagining kind of a sexy older gentleman.
No, I picked my name before we rolled the character, so I am a lady. I'm a lady with a beard.
Okay.
I'm a lady with a really nice beard. Oh, and really nice long hair.
So, like, conditioned.
Oh, God.
You can do a L'Oreal
absolutely
flip with the beard.
Mess. This is legit.
No, this is coconut oil. Mm. Like,
okay.
You know what this is? This is winner of, like, greatest beard in the world competition. You've seen them, where they're these massive, elaborate.
Oh, yes.
It's one of them.
Mm. Yes, absolutely.
There's a bird living in it, but you've made a cage for the bird. No.
No, birds don't live in it, but, like, they come and go because they're attracted, because they think that I'm, like, a flower with...
A beautiful, hairy flower.
Yes.
I'm now imagining just... Oh, what was it? Was it Cousin It? I'm now just imagining, like, a really sexy Cousin It.
Mm. Cousin It with hips in all the right places. And some of the wrong places.
Nah, it's a Lady Godiva thing.
Gotcha.
With a beard.
I'm with you.
So, where should this sexy adventure take place? It's a Christmas adventure.
Oh.
Where is a good place for Christmas injustice to occur? Now, the North Pole... is okay, but not enough really room for collateral damage.
It's true. It is quite an isolated and controlled environment.
I mean, climate change is going to really cause the collateral damage.
Just keep it light.
Yeah.
Nothing sexier than climate change.
Oh, it's so hot.
It makes
hot
everything
here.
Hotter.
Right up until it makes everything dead.
All my grandparents have died.
It's got so weird.
Okay,
I feel like North Pole as well is always very, like, low-hanging fruit. I'm wondering if this is like...
Prague.
See, yeah, I'm thinking...
Or
I'm,
Wizard
I'm
Prague.
Thinking something urban-y.
Oxford Street.
Something...
Oxford Street. Fantasy London.
Fantasy London.
Fantasy London.
No, we've done Cockney like six times now. Every time it's a Grant game, we end up Cockney, and I don't know why.
I hear you run your Pathfinder campaign in Fantasy World.
I spent a good... You know what?
Fantasy Earth.
That is an accurate statement, Grant.
Winter Wonderland in Hyde Park.
Ooh.
Well, it's fantasy. So it's going to be in London. It's going to be in Fantasy London. It's going to be sort of Harry Potter...
Oh, you know
vibe.
What it needs to be? You know what it needs to be?
Tell me what it needs to be.
Bear with me on this one. Okay, take the sci-fi out for a moment. It needs to be the type of London that appears in a Doctor Who Christmas special.
Yeah, okay.
Where, it's London, kind of in inverted commas, but it's always snowing.
Yeah.
Even, like, because it always snows on Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, there's Christmas trees everywhere. There shouldn't be, but there are.
I'd also like it to be as English as whenever London's shown in an American film.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's three double-decker buses in view at all times.
And they're all full of various Hugh Grants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone's eating fish and chips in a phone booth.
There we go. Okay, cool. So that's what it is. It's the most... overly English.
London town. Gosh, it seems like Fantasy London might need a Christmas miracle.
You can't move for Tiny Tims. They're everywhere. It's a major problem.
Place is lousy with Tims.
Oh my God, you absolutely were channeling Russell Brand just then. Like
Russell Brand?
Yes.
Here we are. Hello, it's me. I was wondering, we could have sex in some way.
This is based in England, so obviously I'm here.
I've got nothing better to do. I'm Russell Brand.
And finally,
yep.
What you need to do is write down your stats. So your stats, as previously mentioned, are sexy, battle, and wizard. You can rank these at 3, 2, and 1, 3 being the best and 1 being the worst. Even if it's 1, you are above human average at it because you're a sexy battle wizard. No one's going to tell you what to do.
Very good. Fair.
Mm. Good. I will also note that you cannot use wizard to do sexy or battle.
What can you use wizard for?
So sexy is mm-hmm. for charming people.
Yep.
Battle is for harming people. And wizard is mainly logistics.
Guys, I think I found my specialty. I really think I found what sexy I am. And what sexy I am is bureaucratic sexy.
Oh, dear. That doesn't exist.
I'm not sure how I'd pull that off. Like a sexy librarian.
I think you'll find that Form 37B disagrees with you and says I'm sexy, so...
That is pretty hot.
It's, you know what it is? It's someone wearing the glasses kind of looking down at you and telling you that the queue's going to be 10 minutes longer. And you're kind of like, I'm okay with that.
Queue's going to be so long.
See, you found it.
Well, like they're sexy librarian. That's the thing. And they're kind of a bureaucracy, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, I can understand sexy librarians because they can tell you off, whereas just your random bureaucrat can't.
I guess they have power over you in that very small way. If you're into that,
it's got to be big if it's going to work.
I want to be late for something.
It's a thing.
Oh, yeah, you're here.
I did that. Oh, sorry. Laughing at me.
I'm putting my 3 in battle.
Okay.
I'm going to put 2 in sexy and 1 in wizard.
I have immediately put 3 in sexy, mm-hmm. 2 in wizard, and 1 in battle. So I'm gonna wiggle my way out of everything.
Hey!
And just because.
Yeah, you wiggle like that.
I'm going to have to, therefore, go 3 wizard, 2 sexy, and 1 battle. Because why would you fight someone when you can seduce, or better yet, just give them something to do? No, isn't that the true sexy?
You're going to attempt to admin your way around conflict.
Now listen. Before we get into this, you are all canonically sexy as characters in this game. I'm not about to have someone come and go, actually, can I be a joker?
Oh, no.
No.
You're safe as, because I just played that character.
Okay.
So, like, that character is, with that exact voice, is well out of it.
You are all Hollywood good looking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Or, like, a different but equivalent good looking, if you're not in Hollywood
good
looking.
It's Hollywood. It's lawyer chic. That's what it is. It's the sexy
shoulder pads.
It's the sexy lawyer thing.
Lawyers are very sexy.
Maybe a little bit of a like dodgy Wall Street vibe.
Yeah,
you know,
staying up late, reading all the big books of law.
There it is.
Doing
and
that
you're
stuff.
Also a rebel, so you're like the rogue lawyer who will like bend the rules a little bit to.
I don't play by the rules. That just means you're a bad lawyer.
But I'm so damn sexy that I keep winning cases. Okay, cool.
Also, can I get a gender for your characters, please? I don't know. I mean, everyone's going to fancy you. It doesn't really matter, but I just like to get it in my head.
I'm a woman.
Okay.
I will be male.
Okay. Alex, I feel your character's a woman. I'm
I feel
just,
like
I'm getting
have to,
that.
Yeah, I'm getting that. I'm feeling female vibe today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What are our names as well? Have we all picked names?
Hi, I'm Kevin.
Can I beg of you, Bryn, to take it again? Again, you are a sexy character. Hi, my name's Neville. It's just like...
I don't know, long bottom aged pretty well. Just saying. Mm. Got the modelling career.
What? That's not his name.
I can't remember his real name.
He's called, like, Chad Sixpack or something.
Oh, fair, that's a sexy name. Yeah. That is a sexy name.
Jock Chin. Anyway, well, okay, so your name is inescapably Kevin. Do you just have a cool surname?
Time.
I guess Time is cool.
My older brother is called Justin.
Does he get beaten up a lot? Like Catherine Wheel? And Olive Garden? Kevin Time.
Yeah.
Okay, you're Kevin Time. Do you happen to have time magic?
Not exactly, no.
Okay, cool.
I mean, manipulating
parents,
time and space
yeah,
a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, your parents were time wizards.
But mostly space.
He's okay. Just really into his seasonings, and that's fine.
Okay, and then over here we have...
Lady Voluptuousness. My first name is Bella, but I don't let anyone call me by my first name. It's Lady or Voluptuousness, nothing in between.
Okay, I love it, Lady Voluptuousness. I'll make sure to remember that. And then finally...
And I think I'll go with Apocrypha Ponzi.
Apocrypha Ponzi.
Apocrypha Ponzi.
Of the New Hampshire Ponzi's.
You know.
So, we have, if I can remember this, Lady Voluptuousness.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Apocrypha Ponzi.
Oh, yes.
And Kevin.
And... Kevin.
Kevin, or Master Time.
No, Master Time is his father.
Master Time is his rapping alter ego. Sorry, love educational it. Rapping alter ego.
Oh my God.
The year is Christmas.
Of course it is.
The College Errant, a giant flying castle, hovers above magic London. It's like normal London, but there's wizards. Except are there wizards? Yes, they're in the big castle. You are preparing for Christmas in the College Errant. All around, the halls are bedecked with bunting, holly, wizard holly, elf shot, werewolf pelts, a tarasque, bunch of loose dogs, party streamers, flying hats, more dogs. It's Christmas Eve, and you're gathered around in the Great Hall, where the sexiest, battlinest, wizardiest of you all, Audacious Fandango.
Oh!
Who looks like an anime villainess. Oh. The sort of anime villainess who goes, that sort of thing.
Oh, I'm so there.
Impeccable lipstick. She is magicking up a Christmas tree. But what are you all doing to prepare for this most sexy Christmas?
I am weaving tinsel into my beard and hiding presents in my hair.
Big ones?
I'd have a lot of hair.
Okay.
And you've got a lot of magic, so I mean, scales
can
actually.
Yeah,
when you take them out, they balloon into their proper shape.
I'm adding baubles to various Christmas trees, but they're like little mini mirror balls.
Actually, let's get a description of you as well, just to sort of set the scene.
Ooh.
Let's get the name and the description, and just to get everyone's characters in their head. So you are...
I am Lady Voluptuousness. I am, at all times, I've made decent by my long waves of flowing curly hair, but there's also, at all times, a large amount of thigh on show.
Mm-hmm. But only thigh.
Only thigh. Yeah, everything else perfectly.
Can't tell which way. Can't tell which way she's facing. There's the thighs.
Yeah. It's a magic effect. Transmuted her arms into thighs.
She's thighs all the way down.
Oh, she had legs that literally would not quit. She had quantum thighs.
Terrible accident, but she's made it work.
Yeah, the legs all the way up to her neck.
Yeah.
Me.
Oh, baby. So you're plaiting tinsel into your beard in a sexy way.
And then,
the camera moves over to Kevin.
Kevin is tall, dark hair. He's got a shirt unbuttoned nearly all the way down because he loves just, you know, getting his chest out, basically.
Okay.
He's
nice and hairy?
No, smooth.
Oh.
Smooth. Yeah, completely smooth and sculpted. He's got, you know, a leather jacket.
Shirt or... Yeah. You said you were wearing a shirt. Sorry. Yeah. Shut up, Grant.
He's got like a short silk scarf just artlessly flung over one shoulder. He's got like some shades just hanging on his shirt pocket. He's not wearing them inside. That would be gauche. And some really well-weathered jeans that are, of course, freshly bought.
Mm.
And he's hanging these mirror baubles on some of the Christmas trees decorating the halls. But he can't just help but stop and staring at himself in them every time. So it's taking him quite a while.
I never thought we'd get to play with Hamid's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson, but here we are.
I'm Asian-American.
Okay. And I was imagining you as Jeff Goldblum until then.
Asian Jeff Goldblum.
I mean,
I'm getting him as younger. I'm not getting a Goldblum age. On
yeah,
this.
No, he's quite young.
Oh no,
he's
like
young.
Jurassic Park era Jeff Goldblum.
Well, okay.
It's because of the shirt. You said you're on a unbuttoned shirt, so I immediately that went is, to
I,
that
I,
scene.
Yeah, I see what you mean. There's a bit of that vibe, I guess.
Well, thanks,
yeah,
Helen, because now that's all I can imagine.
Wonderful.
That's all good.
That's okay.
Jeff Goldblum,
is now a wizard.
And finally.
Oh, sorry. Yes. So, Apocrypha Ponzi in her.
That is a good name.
Painfully sharp, painfully tall stilettos. Ooh. is currently lounging against the inordinately enormous fireplace, a brandy in one hand and a fresh ticker tape in the other, reading the latest updates, with her bun tied back painfully tight at the back.
Is it ticker tape?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Isn't that what you do in a parade?
Wizard stocks.
Yes! Grant's there with me.
Okay.
And occasionally she adjusts her very, like, painfully cool and tiny wizard hat fascinator.
I like to imagine you're buying and like wizard stocks are like the winds of magic, but you can invest in them.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. Necromancy's very up mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, in terms of the cool jacket, I want you to think sort of Devil Wears Prada levels of like maybe like a pure white like pantsuit, work suit, mm. something like that. Mm. But that's
impeccable.
Like dangerously so. Like. Mm-hmm. Glaring to the point where drivers will swerve to avoid the bright shine of that jacket.
Are you doing the classic 90s look of a really well-tailored jacket and just a bra underneath?
Oh, that's a good look, though.
Probably, it was so 90s, but it worked.
It's probably bodice rather than bra, but definitely that's the vibe we're going for, yeah.
Do you remember when everyone used to have like shirts and then corsets over the top?
No.
I do. It was my favourite look.
That is the time that we're in. Like late 80s.
90s Christmas.
Absolutely.
Get ready, goths. It's time to shine. I don't know what year. As I said, the time is Christmas. It's a magical time, the time of miracles, and it's beyond space and time. However, it is in this space and time, which is Christmas and Christmas Eve, and Audacity Fandango gathers you into the Chapel of Ages. Is that what it's called? Did I call it that?
Maybe.
We'll follow your lead to the ends of this world, yes. Grant.
It's your game. Even if you didn't call it
I need to be consistent with my lore.
That is the last thing I ever thought I would hear you say.
The GHU, the Grant Howitt Universe, is this rich, multi-layered... No, I just make up. So
the Chapel of Ages is apparently where we reform if we die.
Yes, it's also a bar.
Yeah.
And you're decorating out. So Audacity Fandango is there, making beautiful martinis for everyone, when suddenly she gets a vision. I've received terrible news. Everyone, gather around the information orb.
Okay.
Oh, I very much do so.
I saunter over.
Oh, I've just realised we're all going to take slightly too long to get there to make an entrance. So it's going to take us far too long to get there. Yeah.
By the time you finally arrive.
Yes, swishing over in curtains of hair.
I'm having to do a lot of work to imagine it as sexy. I'll get there.
See, I'm weirdly on board with it. I'm weirdly like, yeah, this is working for me.
The whole thing of Lady Godiva is that she was a sexy lady who covered herself with her hair.
Here you go. Here's a better way of doing it. I want you to imagine like a long flowing ball gown, right? Mm-hmm. And you know you had like the leg slit up the side, right? Mm-hmm. Now imagine if that was the whole person. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on here. It's
not the shape. No, it's the hair clothes.
Oh, well, you know, but the hair's very awfully. Nah, you know, good hair's attractive.
Yeah.
So more of it is more attractive.
That's very true.
I mean,
you know what? This is your fault for putting majestic hair, beard and moustache in there.
There's a slash there you can pick.
I refuse to pick. I'll have everything.
I got your back, Helen. I got your back. Hairy, sexy battle wizards till the end.
Yeah, sure. Again, it's worth stress. Nothing wrong with hairy wizards.
Hairy, sexy battle wizards. Hairy, sexy
Why does
battle wizards.
That have a theme tune.
the official theme tune of Sexy Battle Wizards is sung to the tune of Go Go Power Rangers.
I knew it.
Sexy battle wizards. Yeah. Which we should do when we go to breaks.
Oh, absolutely.
However, thank you for gathering around the information orb. It's a big, scintillating crystal ball.
Nice.
There's been problems in magical London. And you, of course, as the sexiest, battlinest wizards around, are the only ones who can solve it.
Of course.
Naturally. Oh, no.
Now, as you'll all know, Santa recently moved. Santa, himself a sexy battle wizard.
Naturally.
Well, yeah. Himself a sexy battle wizard, moved all of his operations to Canary Wharf.
It was a sensible decision.
But unfortunately, things have gone wrong in his automated factory. There appears to be a robot uprising.
The worst
oh
kind
my.
Of
yes.
On board with workers uprising, but robots, no.
No, because you see, they're much harder to charm because of their silicon hearts. Steal yourselves well, sexy battle wizards, for this may be your most Christmassy adventure yet. Now go, before I get any drunker.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, I think we all eventually make our way out, jostling to see who can be the coolest as they leave.
Do you have cool wizard cars you can drive down from the floating castle?
I've got a motorcycle. Excuse me.
You've got a motorcycle. Yeah. Is it just like you're immune to fall damage, or does it fly?
No, it flies. It's a flying motorcycle. Okay.
I have a PA who makes those arrangements for me.
I like to imagine that like you get on a train somehow, and it's not clear how a train was going past the castle.
Yeah, you know what? I get everywhere via high-speed rail network, regardless of where I'm going. The Wi-Fi is excellent. And I serve actually surprisingly
always
good
in
too.
Business class.
So what's your hyperdimensional splendor?
Yes, I am what of hyperdimensional splendor?
I guess you just access the dimension where trains are.
Well, yeah.
Make me a wizard check, please.
How do I do that,
Greg? Oh, yeah, the rules.
Oh, the dice. Those have a purpose.
Yes. So you roll dice, a d6 equal to the stat. You've got, okay. So if you've got a stat of 3, you roll 3d6. And you're looking to equal or beat a target number that I'll tell you now. So
and you take the highest die.
Yeah, take the highest. Oh, it's okay. 4.
4.
This one is a pretty straightforward thing to do.
I got a 6 and a 5.
Harumble. You succeed.
Good.
You hop on board a bullet train. In this dimension, bullet trains go down from flying castles down towards Canary Wharf.
Welcome to the advantages of audio, where you don't have to visualise it.
Yeah.
Just listen to the noise and it's all
fine. Yeah. You get a cup of anti-gravity coffee or something.
Nice.
And you're going down on your flying motorcycle.
Yeah.
Give me a wizard roll, please, to make sure that motorcycle doesn't do anything terrible.
Oh, no.
You know what? It will be cool and sexy, but it might not be exactly what you wanted.
I rolled a 4.
Okay. It's exactly what you wanted. Your motorcycle cruises down, all sexy-like, towards Canary Wharf. And then finally...
I'm wearing a helmet, because there's nothing sexier than safety.
Danger. It's sexy. Okay, Helen. Sorry, Lady Voluptuousness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I might take that on in my normal life as well. Everyone call me Lady Voluptuousness. So, ghosts, right?
Go on.
They can fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in substance. They defy space and time.
Yeah.
Okay, in which case I'm riding down the back of a ghost wolf.
Okay. You whip it out of the ether.
Yeah.
And then hop on.
No, I use my whip as like a helicopter blade.
That took a turn, and I'm still on board.
I'm going to ride a magical ghost wolf. Or...
The problem is it's releasing ghosts.
Oh,
ghost wolves into the skies above London.
I'm making ghost wolf tornado.
There you go. Ghost wolf tornado.
Dozens killed. Please roll me a wizard check, please.
Please roll badly.
Okay.
Please accidentally destroy London.
Oh no, that's happening. It's whether or not
it happens.
It's whether I survive. Oh, I. Wait, what was the...
There's just 4s for this one, you're just getting to the place.
Oh, that's okay. Fine, yeah, I got so 4.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. You, a bunch of wolves come out, though.
That's fine.
There's chaos in Canary Wharf.
Wonderful.
We are there.
And I'd take a break there, then, I think.
Yeah. Are we going to sing the theme tune?
Oh, yeah, naturally.
1, 2, 3, 4. Sexy Battle Wizards!
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The year is still Christmas. You are in Canary Wharf, flying down on a big motorcycle.
Okay.
Arriving in a honestly Japanese bullet train.
It's just the way to do it, Doc. Mm.
Stepping through one dimension onto the street outside a big building reading Santa Co. No, Santa Corp. No, Santa Corp. There we are.
Hey.
It was just letters were gradually revealing themselves.
It's got one of those side running things.
Yes.
So it's actually Santa. What was it? Santa Corp. Santa Co. Santa Corp.
Santa Corpulent.
That's actually really good. That's actually really, really good.
There's the sound of a cool motorcycle revving down from the heavens. There's the chicken, 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 chicken of a bullet train. And then. Because they are ghosts.
Yes.
Not forget that.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so pleased with this.
You smash. Smash down because your whip, not aerodynamically sound for flying. It's a rope. It's a sharp, hard rope, which you whip around and land. Do you at least land in a cool Marvel superhero style, or is it more like in a tree?
Or is it dainty like Mary,
like
Poppins?
Mary Poppins?
Absolutely like Mary Poppins.
Okay.
Yes, one
Mary Poppins,
foot
the original
lands,
sexy
near
battle
the delicate
wizard.
Foot lands, and then they are completely covered in my sheet of hair.
Like the shot. Is a one delicate foot landing,
yeah.
And then the second, and the camera pans up past you, artfully covered, and it zooms back. Everything is destroyed around you, covered like there's wolves halfway out of cars, like thrashing around. You can see that the Santa Corp building is flashing red, and inside there is a big.
Oh, the whole building is flashing red.
Yeah, why not? It's in danger mode, and there is a big robot patrolling around the base, and it's like Ed 209 from RoboCop, except it's Rudolph. It's like RUD dot. Oh, and it's got like nice. And like it's like a clever name for a robot, which we can work out in post.
It's Elite Speak Rudolph. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's Elite Speak. What?
Elite Speak Rudolph.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's like D0.
Yeah. You're
look, right. We'll workshop it. We'll get there. You've got like a writing team on this podcast, yeah?
I mean, sure.
Yeah. Cool,
not
yeah.
for the gaming.
Fix it quick.
We do have editors, which are almost
yeah.
And will
yeah.
hate us.
Yeah, if you could just drop in a really cool acronym that I came up with there, thank you. Okay. The style of robot is a big Rudolph reindeer stuff. Stomping
full
around.
Mech style.
Yeah, full mech style. Gotcha. It's about maybe twice the size of our average reindeer, and it's got what looked to be some sort of, like, electrified antlers.
Ooh. Well, it looked like we've got a guide to our slaying.
Oh, that's so terrible.
I get it.
Well, what shall we do with this? Drive it away? Drive it away, I should
get it. I take out my gun and just spin it. I was going to shoot it.
It's pretty big, though, Kevin.
I think it'll work, lady.
Oh, please, don't let us stand in your way, Kevin. You do your gun thing, and we'll see how that goes.
I'm gonna walk up to the big glass doors that are everywhere at Canary Wharf, mm-hmm. and just kick them so they shatter in front of me. Step through and unload at the big robot reindeer.
Nice. Okay, the robot turns to face you as you kick through the door, and you can see the sort of bright red light on front of it scanning.
Oh no!
Target. Roll me battle, please. And you're looking for fives.
Ooh. I rolled a six.
Fantastic. What does it look like when you fire your Rift Gisele?
So it sort of shoots these balls of almost necrotic energy, mm-hmm. that when they hit, something just kind of disappears.
Oh, okay.
Like it sucks. Yeah, it's like almost like a tiny black hole which evaporates very quickly, and then it just hits and then teleports like a small section of whatever it hits away to the rift.
Smash cut.
To the other side of the mirror.
Smash cut to your room at home. Just full of everything you've ever teleported.
The chunks of everything you've ever teleported.
There's a big pile of, like, rotting chunks, and then a glowing red nose appears and drops to the ground. You have disorientated the robot. Is that how it's pronounced? Disoriented?
Yeah.
Confused the robot. You've taken out its main sense organ, which was its flashing red nose.
Obviously.
It shudders. Deploying anti-intruder measures. The antlers crackle with tremendous lightning energy. So that's arcing around. What do you do, anyone who isn't Bryn?
I am going to whip out my wolves.
Go on. Like, for a conversation, or?
Well, so a reindeer is a prey animal, so I'm going to get my wolves to herd it.
Very clever.
Wait, there's a river in Canary Wharf. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make them herd it into the river so that it will short out.
River's a strong word. There's a soup in Canary Wharf.
There's a large outdoor liquid.
I think that soup will work as well as water in, you know,
in killing reindeer.
killing a robot reindeer.
That's what Grandma always said.
Probably do better.
Okay, make me a battle check, please.
Okay. Oh no, I'm bad at battle. This isn't going to go well.
Yes, it is.
Ooh,
five.
Clutch. So mark one stress.
Oh.
So this is equal to the target number. So you succeed, but you mark stress.
Okay.
I'll now explain how the other paragraph of rules work in this game.
How do I'm rules?
Rules and this. You have stress and you have determination.
Okay.
I will tell you when to mark stress and determination. Generally, it's off rolling equal to or under the thing which you need to hit.
Makes a lot of sense.
If your highest dice is ever lower than your stress, you explode. You explode in a big burst of magic and reform in the Chapel of Ages for cocktails and sexual tension.
Oh, lovely.
You can spend desperation, which you get when you fail properly. You can spend it one for one to add extra dice to your check. When you die, you reset your stress and your desperation to zero.
Okay.
Thank goodness there's a high-speed rail network back to the action.
Do you actually allow other people on it? Or is it just your
own?
Oh, well then.
I'm a dangerous rebel, so I'll just jump on and ride the rails.
Can't move for dangerous rebels.
Yeah, you are supposed to be a dangerous rebel.
Give it a chance.
Okay. I'm getting there. Rebel bureaucrat.
Here's the thing. I can't even do math.
I use the Oxford comma.
That's good.
Yeah, that's all right.
I am such a fan of the Oxford comma.
This did not take the route that I thought it was. I was ready for universal table hate of me derailing things, but no. Oh, derailing. Nice pun. We should move on.
Yes.
Okay. I successfully heard a reindeer into the soup.
The ghost wolves arrive, and there is a full phalanx of green, slightly spectral wolves. No, actually, hella spectral wolves galloping, driving the reindeer. into the river.
Yes.
There is a tremendous splash as you put a big robot made of electricity into a river. And this... as the soup electrifies, a boat explodes off to the side. A bridge, for some reason, is now on fire. Anyway, you killed the reindeer, and that's the important thing. Your ghost wolves are splashing about in the river, having a nice time.
Have fun, my sweetheart.
Can they speak?
No.
Okay.
But I speak to them.
Okay.
Just like I'd talk to an actual dog.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
I call dogs sweetheart all the time.
Well, in that case, then, I guess I enter and tip the help.
What?
Well, but you both helped me with my problems. They're very greatly appreciated.
I am not your help. I am a strong woman with my own ambitions in life.
Now, do I lean into the 90s stereotype of two female characters in a piece, they must immediately hate one another? I think no. I think played out.
Nah. I think, like, being a posh bad person is every elf.
I take the note you hand me and light it on fire.
Ooh.
And use it to light a cigarette.
That's actually a really sexy rebel move.
That's really sexy, yeah.
Strands of my hair come and seize the note and tear it to shreds.
Ooh, you know what? That was quite nice.
I take a single drag on the cigarette and then throw it away.
For God's sake!
This isn't even, like, out of character. That's quite nice.
I like that.
Yeah, I quite like that.
Good metrics.
Nice. That'll go down really well in 16 to 35s. I love it. What's the shape of this lobby, then?
What an excellent question. It is your standard lobby shape.
A rectangle?
Unnecessarily large waste of space.
Mm-hmm. Pillars.
And only two, like, sofas.
Two sofas.
Like 60 feet away.
Yeah.
A receptionist desk with someone sitting behind it.
Oh.
And some plants. And again, everything is flashing red. Everything is glowing red.
Even the sofas.
And
there is a...
I make sure to walk through, even though there's plenty of space around, I make sure to walk through the metal detectors just to set off an extra alarm to the cacophony.
Mm-hmm.
I walk up to the reception desk. Mm-hmm. Do you think you could tell us where the robots are?
Oh.
Says the receptionist. There are no robots here.
Case closed.
All of Sander's employees are fully flesh elves.
I see. I'm once again going to take out my gun and just point it directly at this robot's face and pull the trigger.
Good gravy!
Okay, make me a battle check, please.
I'm thirsty today.
6.
Oh, whoa!
That was quite a roll.
You kill the poor woman for having a Lapland accent.
I did think.
You terrible racist. Nah, she's a robot. She's really fine.
You broke Brin.
Sorry, Brin's gone. Gonna take a Brintable.
Oh, he's gone. He is gone.
It was a little smile on his face while he looked in my eyes and said it. It really tipped it over the edge into super hilarious.
It's all about the delivery. All about the delivery.
Thank you.
You detonate the robot that is there. There's a boom, leaving the sort of like, again, sort of like 90s smoking wires, bits of metal, that sort of thing. There's a ka-chunk. It falls down behind and a hello, how may I help you? As a very similar-looking woman pops up from behind the hole.
I can't help but feel that your solution's not quite as permanent as you'd hoped.
Well, this bears investigating.
Oh, my. Yes.
I'm going to go behind the desk and look at, like, how this little replacement so quickly. Like, this sounds like some kind of shoot. With
there appears to be out. A trapped door. A door in the floor. A hole? Hatch? Anyway.
They're all excellent words.
Yes, yeah. All very good.
All those words and more is what's behind this robot. It seems to be that the chair falls backwards into the trapdoor, and then a fresh robot is placed on it and plugged in and then popped back up.
Like a Bond villain, but the reverse of, like, when they go into the pit, they bring someone up instead of dumping someone out.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
How
may I assist you today in your inquiries?
I'm going to attempt a sexy, if I may.
Please.
I'm going to attempt to seduce the reception bot in the hopes of...
I should say, quite a sexy robot.
I mean, naturally, is there any other kind?
Well, yes. I mean, there was the reindeer one you just killed.
I maintain my standards.
I was into it.
Yeah. Lightning?
Yeah.
Red scanners?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to attempt to seduce the bot in the hopes of convincing them that, of course, people of our calibre have an appointment upstairs, and that we just need to head on through to the elevators.
Okay, make me a sexy roll, please.
I will do so.
It's going to be a 5.
Come on. A 6.
Very nice. The robot, it looks at you.
I lean very low. Goodness, is that your... Is that your lubricants? That's amazing. Where do you...
That's a bit personal.
I'm sorry, it's just... I look into your eyes and that warm glow just washes over me, you know? I must know more.
The robot... One of its eyes twitches.
I'm just... We obviously almost have to head up to our appointment
right
now.
Almost like it's never been seduced before.
We have to head up to our appointment right now. We can't tarry, but... I do hope that you're still at the desk when we return, because... I'd really like to see what...
Kiss me. Kiss me as though for the last time.
I mean, kiss the robot.
I mean, I do. Obviously,
yeah.
I do.
Yay!
Hey.
Naturally.
The robot... You're not
I kiss the robot time. Like it's their last time, not my last time.
Yeah, well, it's like for the last time that we will kiss, is the info. Kiss the robot. Yeah, it's actually pretty cool in there. It's a bit like kissing one of those CPR dummies, but in a nice way, and it has a moving tongue. Why do they give them tongues? Ooh. Anyway.
Tingly.
Tingly.
Tiny electric shocks. She
wiped off her mouth with an alcoholic swab.
Do it first, and you do it after as a courtesy to the next person.
You kiss the robot. Yeah. My God, it's great.
I mean, obviously.
You feel that, like, honestly, flesh people... They're not really doing it for you.
I always suspected.
Yeah. You can see her long, elegant power cable connecting her to the floor.
Oh, goodness me. We are going to have to return here later.
Very well. Sorry, that's not what she sounds like. Very well. Please proceed up to the escalator and make sure you come back later, sweet cheeks.
I make sure to saunter, you know, brush a finger across the chin plate as I go past and head towards the elevator.
I will let Santa know you are coming up for your appointment.
Oh, I don't think that's necessarily an appointment that he's going to want a warning for, if you know what I mean.
And that's a weird thing to say if this is above board.
Yes. I'm going to keep walking and just try and own this situation.
Yes, it is weird, isn't it?
That's it. That's my play. That's my play. Just own it.
Helen banished her communication device into the Shadow Realm so she can't warn Santa we're coming.
Nah.
Fair enough.
I'm going to waft into the escalator.
I love how blasé we are as sexy battle wizards. It's a new dynamic and I love it.
It's because everyone sexy doesn't care about anything.
It's true. It's so true, at least in this world.
Yeah.
You're getting bored. There's music playing because it's a film. Wow. You know what I mean?
I assume there's a mirror in the elevator.
Loads.
I'm
is
just
it playing
staring
the girl from Ipanema?
Because it's Christmas, it's like...
Oh, little jingle bells.
I'm just staring at myself in the mirror and fixing my eyebrows.
I mean, and ideally I'm trying to stand slightly in front of you to, you know, sort out my own situation.
I click my fingers and you can't be seen in the mirror anymore.
Oh my God.
The vampire curse.
I turn and look at myself. Oh my goodness, that's so slimming. I love it.
So slimming, you vanish completely.
Size minus infinity.
It's all I've ever looked for.
I ignore both of you and comb the non-existent tangles out of my beard.
Yay, we're best friends.
You seem like real jerks.
I love it.
That's another thing that's sexy.
I suppose.
to a certain kind of person.
The lift was obviously sent up automatically by the secretary robot. It's got like floor 1, 2, 3, you know, all the numbers. And
then, pie.
Pie. Well, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's got like Santa.
Mince pie.
Oh, nice.
Aww. Ah, like Christmas. I get it.
Thanks for salvaging my joke there, Bryn.
Joke's a strong word. No,
suddenly
no, no,
you're really sexy, Grant. Welcome to our clan.
The doors come open. It seems to have been a bit bloodbathy up here.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You can see out in the pulsing red darkness the form of several elf bots. Their hands replaced with Christmas knives. And the corpses of all of Santa's previous helpers dead. Dun dun dun!
Terrifying. This is Christmas.
I love it. It's perfect.
This
it's
is more like a Halloween episode
Red's
than
a Christmas
the Halloween
colour.
Episode that
Red's
I ran.
Christmas colour. And yeah. They were Christmas knives, Helen.
Yeah.
So blood is festive. Is that what we're saying?
It's red.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Santa's thing is red because it's blood.
Mm. And on that lovely, cheerful note, why don't we end it there and then return next week for our exciting continuation of the bloodbath that is Christmas. Bye.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.